This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Hello, winners, as I'm now affectionately calling you. Carly, weekend plans, what have we got?
Oh, I got a stacked weekend. So my friend, she's in a play tonight.
Okay.
So I'm going to support her opening night, which I'm really excited about.
What's the play
about? So essentially, it's a little bit of like Age of Adeline, where it goes through the years and she keeps meeting up with this guy. It's like, it's very cool.
Okay.
And then what am I doing? And then I'm going to the basketball on the Saturday
season was
night.
Done.
No, I'm going to see State League. Go the Wolves.
You go Joondalup.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm Buccaneers for life, baby. Geraldton.
Oh. Oh, maybe I'll go for Buccaneers.
There's
so
many good regional teams. Go
to
the Slammers.
Actually, I need to look
Why
up.
Why go for North Perth, the richest suburb?
Honestly, I don't know who's playing. I haven't looked it up yet.
Jeez.
But there's a men and women's game as well.
Yeah.
I might look up who's playing.
Fun fact, a former producer of this show back in the day actually played, I don't know if she still does, plays
what?
For the Joondalup Wolves, Tia.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's
yeah.
very impressive. I thought you were going to say producer Shelby.
No, I said former producer. It was Bailey, passing the ball. Such an in-joke, but I'm okay with it. Hey, let's do this. Alpha Bucks for your Monday. T for Taylor is the letter there.
Yep.
Starting with the letter T, name an element on the periodic table.
Terranium.
No, because isn't a terranium a thing that holds things?
Isn't that something to do with nurseries?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Titanium.
Yeah.
That's it. I tried.
Or tungsten. I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh, my God. Do you know who's playing? The Southwest Slammers.
Bunbury. Go Bunbury.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah. I'm going for them.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. The Wolves can.
They were in the grand final, I think, last year. It was them versus the Buccaneers.
That's cool
in the
as
end.
Hell.
And then Buccaneers won, I'm pretty
go
sure.
Go the Slammers.
Yeah, go
I'll
the
be there cheering you on.
Just for the record, the Slammers haven't been great the last few years.
I don't. Well, they just needed my support and they'll
exactly.
be good.
Exactly.
So I'll be there cheering them on. I might make a sign, actually.
Yeah.
Slam them. No, that seems a little too extreme.
It's a bit aggressive, like WWE.
Yeah,
you're going to go see that. Okay.
But yeah, so I'm going to the men and women's game.
That's cool.
Russ goes to a lot of the games, though, and sorry, no shade to the men, but he way prefers the women's games. He said they're just better.
More tenacious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want it more. I don't know that, but.
I always enjoy when I used to go to the Southwest Slammers a bit when I was, doing all the radio stuff in Bunbury for the other radio station because we were a sponsor. All the women had other jobs, of course, and a couple of them were like journalists and stuff. And so they would just be so chaotic on the court and just like elbows and ferocious. And then you see them the next week at a press conference. Oh, hi, Ian, how are you? I'm like, why are you all shy now? Freaking me out.
Wow, what a team.
Yeah, go to Slammers.
Go to Slammers.
Any
You've
regional
got a new
team
fan in
over
me.
Joondalup.
No, I only went for the Wolves because that's the only one I knew was playing because Russ just said, yeah. Oh, the Wolves are playing.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team to watch, to be fair. Also, you'll see my mate doing commentary. So.
Oh, who's your mate?
Adam Parry.
Adam Parry. Can you give me a shout out?
You're on the radio every day, but sure.
Well, you know, I would like a shout out too. I'm always the one giving the shout outs. Yeah. I'd like to get a shout out.
I'd like to hear my name said on a live stream that's not even on any TV station.
I don't get enough of that, do I?
I need my name shouted out.
It's not about the professional athletes that are slogging it out on the court.
With the 13 viewers streaming it. I'll ask
anyway,
him.
What are you
I'll
doing for him. The weekend, by the way?
Oh, I guess.
Want to come to the Slammers?
Nah. I'm going the Wolves. All right. See.
Alan and Carly, the podcast. Introducing Alan and Carly's Morning Sauce.
Now, we've been very excited about this one. Notice the tone change. Because I'm excited for Morning Sauce. We've officially got a sauce. Thanks to Gods of Sauces for helping us out this one. And in Albany next week, we're going to be there spreading the love of Morning Cheers and...
spreading the sauce.
Morning Sauce, exactly. Yeah. But what is a sauce? What's any product? Without an ad, Carly.
Exactly right. And if there's one thing that working on commercial radio has taught me, that is if you want to have a successful product, you need a radio ad behind it.
Absolutely. So you have put a lot of work into this one.
Yes, I have.
I saw there was meetings. I had to voice something random. I don't know what the context of it was. I'm scared.
There was a lot of pressure riding on this ad because this is essentially the maker or the breaker of the success of this source.
Okay.
And it's all accumulated in this one moment. Hit play, Alan.
Bacon and eggs again?
Looking to spice things up?
It's so bland!
In need of a more exciting way to start the day?
If only there was something to make this better.
It's time to turn your black and white eating experience into colour. Introducing Alan and Carly's Morning Sauce, a new way to spice up your boring breakfast.
Sauce me, baby. Oh, yeah, so saucy.
Okay, there's the context.
Now, I'm not going to bore you with the details of how we got the sauce bottle sound effect.
Yeah, how?
Like I said, I won't bore you with the details. Okay. But wasn't that a huge success?
Like, I'm almost considering getting it.
What do you mean almost? Did that not get you over the line?
Well, I already got one.
Well, that's true. But if you didn't,
yep.
If you were sitting, you know, on the fence about it, people are going to be flocking to the website now, ordering up big.
Well, they can't order it.
We don't have a website.
There's
guys.
No website.
No.
There's no. The only way to get it is by us giving it to you.
Exactly. Now, the common theme with this is what we do, and this could be for anyone that's looking to get into business,
yeah.
Is you make bold statements with no backup.
Okay.
So we made the bold statement that we are making a sauce.
Correct.
We didn't have a sauce. Now we got one.
Thank you, God, for sauces once again.
A radio ad
to
drive people to buy the sauce. It ain't for sale.
It's very exclusive.
Very exclusive.
All right.
Supply and demand, baby.
Well, make sure you're tuning in. Next week, we'll give you all the details on how you get your hands on the sauce. Albany looking at you, but also anyone listening right now. We've already given away a few bottles.
And I know everyone wants it after hearing that radio ad.
Absolutely. The demand is huge, and you'll find out how next week here on Hit.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
We are about to get into one of the most hectic stories that I have read in a long time, Carly.
It's very humbling.
Yep.
Let's just read the headline first before we dive in, because the headline's going to smack you straight in the face.
Yep.
This is the one universal sign that you're an ugly person. Sorry, but it's true.
Now, of course, I'm clicking that. So, look.
It's, you know what's interesting is I feel like we've all had that moment of like, because obviously being attractive is a subjective thing, right?
And a burden for me.
But what a burden to bear. It comes with a lot of perks, Alan. A lot of doors open up for you because of your attractiveness.
Well, mainly people opening doors for me to check out my handsome bud.
But I feel like we've all had that moment of like, where do I sit in the grand scheme of things? Because it's very hard to kind of, I guess, judge yourself. You're a bit subjective or you're a bit too harsh on yourself, I think.
Yeah, I don't have people shriek when they stare at me, so that's a good sign. But also at the same time, I've never had anyone swoon. So,
Julia, you've got a baby on the way. Someone swooned.
Yeah, but that was a lot of personality to get over that over the line versus actual good looks. But there has been some tips revealed into figuring out if you are an uggo.
Yeah, and this one, they reckon, is the foolproof way.
Because basically, we all have a friend that doesn't have a filter. And they're the one you kind of get nervous to be around wearing a brave outfit choice. You know what I mean? Mm. You're like, oh, what are they going to say about this?
Yeah, like leopard earrings.
So that's just a coincidence that came up there. So they're saying that if you want to find someone like that, just look to children.
Apparently, many agree that if children comment on your appearance in a negative way, that's a key warning sign. Now, I remember I have never felt more humble in my life than when my niece reached 6 years of age.
Yep.
It was like when she started to kind of really articulate, but she hadn't learned the filter yet.
Yep.
And I remember I was destroyed.
Yeah.
I'm back there now.
And they don't even mean to kill you with these comments, but they just cut through deep.
Yep. Yep.
It's like, you know, when you're at the shops and you get the kids there and the kid will go to some random lady, ah, you look old.
Yeah.
And your mum, the mum's just like, oh no. But they're saying there's some truth to that.
Yep.
Or when they go, you're fat, you're
I'll
like,
never
oh, get
forget
out of here, kid.
Having my niece in the back seat, we pull up to the traffic lights and she goes, oh, look, Auntie Carly, it's the same color as your hair. Talking about the stop sign. And I said, oh, no, mine's not that red. She goes, yes, it is.
Kids are brutal. One kid said to one guy, he took his beanie off it and said, your head looks like an egg. That's brutal. There's been other comments jumping on the back of this article. They're saying, long story short, they're saying kids are like the no filter. They're the ones that will tell you how it is. But some of these comments are wild. They're saying when you post a photo and someone comments, oh, you're brave. Means are unattractive. When the bus is full but no one sits next to you.
Now, Alan, you have a child on the way. How are you going to handle this?
Oh, I'm just going to direct it at everyone else. I look forward to bringing
Act like the child's not talking to you directly.
Well, no, I'll bring the child into the office and go ham. Sick 'em. Sick 'em.
Starting off with my leopard earrings.
Yeah, Carly's like, what do you think about leopard earrings? Like, ah, pretty gross.
Yeah, and what else do you think?
Alan, stop egging the kid on.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
We know I'm a skeptic, right? We know I'm a skeptical kind of person.
So I'm really nervous about what you're going to say.
Yeah, so psychic Alison Maiden, we get her on every week. She talks about psychic kind of stuff and spirits and afterlife and blah, 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 blah.
And she's actually blown your mind a couple of times.
Over the last couple of years that we've been chatting to her, there has been moments where as someone that is quite skeptical, I have a hard time trying to process what she has said. And then when time passes, I eventually, you know, will go straight into my cynicism and just, you know, reject it all. And it's fine. That's how I live. I like this. I like being a cynical person. It's good. However,
I wish I was, to be honest. I'd be a lot more logical and I would scream a lot less.
Well, yeah. So we know I've been growing my hair out, right?
Yeah.
That long hair life, it's a dream. It's an aspiration. It's my last hurrah. I'm giving it everything I got. So recently in the mornings, I'm the first one in this radio station. I'm normally, you know, doing kind of admin kind of stuff. I'm in the studio doing things. Lately, I've been kind of doing stuff and I'm all alone. And I'll notice a figure kind of moves to my right or moves to my left.
Because remember the other day when I was upstairs making a coffee and I said, Alan, were you upstairs? Because I saw someone upstairs and there was no one else in the building. And you said it wasn't you. And I believed you because I was like, there's no way you would have had because it's three floors up.
I wasn't taking stairs. So it definitely wasn't.
And that really freaked me out because I genuinely saw someone.
Well, don't worry. I have an explanation for my thing. So the peripheral that I was seeing was actually just my long hair. It's been coming out from my glasses. It was in the corner of my eye. I thought it was something, and then it was actually just my hair. So it's fine. I'm going to have to get myself like a hair tie or something.
Wait, don't just be so quick to be logical. Don't rule out ghosts.
But that's not even the scariest part. What? So fast forward. Last weekend, I'm there at my wife's mate's place, and we're picking up a bassinet that she's given us.
Yeah.
Great person. Thank you very much. She has a couple of kids. They're running around. Now, while Julia and this lady are chatting, I'm half listening. I'm kind of tuning out a little bit, to be honest. Like, I'm just like, yep, talking about work, science, blah, 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 blah. And I feel this touch on my right shoulder. And at first, I kind of went, oh, it must be twitching my muscle or something. That was kind of weird how it just kind of, I felt this kind of weird thing. And I went back into half listening to the conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 minutes later, that initial kind of light touch turned into like a real physical push. Once again, same spot, right shoulder. And I was like, and I literally in that moment was like, I looked around, I couldn't see anything. I looked behind me, couldn't see anything.
Nothing.
I'm like, what the hell like was that?
Ghost.
And well, that's the thing. As someone that is, you know, a skeptic, I don't want to go straight to ghosts, but I literally went, I'm going to have to chat to psychic Alison Maiden about this because this is really, really
weird. And they're starting to push her around now.
Well, she's talked about that in the past. When spirits get angry, they can get physical forms.
Alan, what's happened? Oh my God, how could I be so stupid? What's happened is your friend, she's had the ghost and the ghost lived in the bassinet. And when she's given you the bassinet, the ghost didn't want to go with you.
Oh,
the ghost likes where it is. It's the typical bass.
Yeah.
You know how Alison Maiden said ghosts attach themselves to objects sometimes.
Yeah.
So then when the pushback was, I don't want to go with you guys.
Yeah.
And now the ghost, along with the bassinet, has come along with you. And that explains the ghost upstairs that I saw. It's the bassinet ghost.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense than what it actually was, which was the kid shooting me with a Nerf gun. And I honestly didn't notice it after you got me with
the third time I turned around,
I saw him.
No, definitely bassinet ghost.
No, it was a Nerf gun. It was a Nerf gun.
Bassinet ghost.
No.
We're going to have to get Alison Maiden onto it.
No, I'm just telling you, it's all sorted. So don't worry about it. It's all fine.
I don't think that's the explanation, Alan. I think you're living in denial. It's definitely the bassinet ghost. You have to get a new bassinet.
No, I don't.
You have to throw that bassinet out.
I haven't had it since. It was the kid with the Nerf gun.
I saw the ghost upstairs.
That was actually me.
Was it?
No.
Oh, told ya. Bassinet ghost.
No, it's not. It was Nerf gun. Kid. Nice try. I continue to be a skeptic, and I will until the day I die.
You got to get rid of that bassinet.
Never. I love free stuff.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Fake fast facts.
Very competitive right now today. I've got to be honest, it's pretty neck and neck. I don't know who the liar is, but 131060, that's where you come into play. Our facts, Carly, once again yours.
My fact is if you tickle rats, not only are they ticklish, but they let out a cute little laugh. They actually laugh. But you can't hear it with the human ear because of the frequency of it.
Show me.
Liam Neeson lost his two front teeth filming the first action fight scene in 2008's Taken. He had to get them replaced by a dentist that flew all the way to Paris to fix them.
And that's hectic. So, my fact is, school holidays on right now. That's why it's themed this fact. Italy. Have a thought for Italy. The school holidays for them during the summer break go for 13 weeks. They will take a break in June and not return again until mid-September.
That explains why the Italians are so relaxed, if it's true.
I don't know, looking after your kids for 13 weeks.
I don't, like I said, I don't think they cater to school holidays whatsoever.
You just think they put them to work?
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's that. All I have is the length of the school holidays. But 13, 10, 60, they're the facts. Two of them are true. One of them is an absolute lie. And Teresa from Bunbury, who do you think the liar is?
You.
What?
I agree, Teresa. I reckon it's probably a high number, but you've changed it.
No. And also, 13 is just such a random number.
So Swift would be happy.
Yeah, she'd be happy, but that's what puts them at the top. So Spain, it's pretty hectic, 10 to 12 weeks, but Italy at the top of the lot with 13 weeks. And I can tell you right now, Teresa, mine's true. It's a true fact. I'm so sorry to break your heart. Yeah.
What?
Sorry to do it. So it's between Shelby and Carly. Let's go to Amy in Geraldton. Who do you think the liar is?
Producer Shelby.
Amy.
Now, Amy. Geraldton's own, calling out Geraldton's
that
own.
That is controversial, going against Miss Geraldton. There will be repercussions. Amy, why are you sticking by this controversial opinion?
I don't know. My husband's Italian, so.
So you believe that? Yeah.
But Amy, you believe rats can be tickled and laugh?
Yeah.
Have you ever tickled a rat, Amy?
No, I've had a pet rat, though.
Ooh. Oh, now we're starting to get some legitimacy here.
All right, let's sort this out. Who's the liar between the two of you?
It's me.
I knew it.
It's me.
So no, is there any truth to this story?
It never happened to Liam Neeson. You know who it did happen to, though, is Daniel Craig in the Bond films.
He lost his two teeth.
Yeah, lost two teeth.
So he did a good job replacing them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. But no, I'm the dirty liar, and Amy's called me out for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was telling the truth, guys. And I know what you're thinking. Well, then how, if we can't hear it with the human ear, would you know that rats laugh?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out they actually use rats for a lot of scientific research.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocking. Didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. Poor rats. But anyway, so when they were doing this research, they kind of jacked up the whatever frequency or whatever sound waves. And, yeah, they caught this laughter on their special scientific machines.
Glad we didn't push too hard on that one, to be honest, Shelby.
It's true. I know enough.
Could have torn the whole segment apart.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Last night, I got invited to something that I had zero details on because, you know, like I've said on this show before, I'll go to the opening of an envelope.
True. I reckon you were probably sent details. You just didn't read them because that's normally what happens.
That's exactly what happened.
Yep.
So on the way there, I said to my friend in the car, hey, what's this thing you're taking me to?
Yeah. And why am I wearing scuba diving gear?
And she said, you'll find out when we get there. Oh. But I think it's something you're going to love.
Ominous.
And I was like, well, I'll be the judge of that. And so will my facial expressions.
Yep.
And let me tell you, the second that someone took to the stage and I heard the dial-up internet connection sound.
Oh, God, this is taking me back in a bad way.
And they said, tonight, we are going to be taking you back to the 90s and the Y2K. I thought, hoo-hoo-hoo. My shoulders instantly relaxed. I was disarmed.
Oh, I'll turn this off.
And
this
I was ready for it.
Yep.
Because then what proceeded was a bunch of women putting on the most epic show I've ever seen. So at one point, these women took to the stage as the Backstreet Boys. Everybody. Yeah. Rock your body. Yeah.
I didn't realize there was a goat on stage.
But then, so I'm instantly like, oh my God, I'm loving it. They're wearing the white singlets. They're thrusting and pointing at us. I'm losing my mind.
Okay.
And then in the middle, this girl brings out a chair, places it on the stage, and then she whips out something from behind her back and the whole crowd went wild, including myself. The nostalgia. Ooh. Do you know what she pulled out?
God, for the 8 o'clock, I hope it's something appropriate.
Well,
a dictionary
kind
or something.
Of. She pulled out a 2003 edition of Dolly magazine. And then she sat there and she read to us Dolly Doctor.
Of course she did.
And let me tell you, I forgot how unhinged
it is. Oh, it's detected, yeah.
And it actually explains a lot about some of my body hang-ups. But
yes,
I just could not believe how this show fulfilled a need in me that I didn't know that I had. It just, like, she pulled out an old Nokia phone that we used to text on, and I realized how much I missed that period of my life. Like, I didn't have bills. I was carefree. I was just happy to live. In fact, I never wanted the show to end. I wanted to stay there. I wanted to stay in my teenage dream. And then when it was over, I just sat there staring and realized that the mortgage is due and the bills are due and someone's got to feed the dogs when I get home.
Russell normally.
Yeah, normally Russell. Thank God for Russ.
Just to clarify that.
But yeah, anyway, I wasn't the only one in that audience that realized that being an adult sucks. That was my takeaway from the show. As much as it built me up, I was pretty quick to go back down to earth. Take me back, I say. Take me back to dial-up internet when that was the worst problem we had waiting for that thing to load. It was very frustrating, though. I'm glad we progressed with the Wi-Fi situation.
What a sad thing to talk about on air.
It sounded
so positive.
What do you mean? I was happy. It was positive. It was a great show.
Also, why did you tell me to put this song on the button bar?
Because the show was Y2K, right? So we started in the 90s. We started with the dial-up internet, the Dolly Doctor.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is brilliant. I was loving every second. And just when I thought it couldn't get any better, five women walk out in bald caps, dressed as Pitbull,
okay, all right,
and danced to this, and that was the closing number. I was on my feet! All the day. Anyway, they're called Yuck Circus if you want to go and see them. It is a great time.
Yep.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it!